This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Renee Montaigne is on vacation. I'm Steve Inskeep. Iraq's oil industry is under attack. Today, gunmen ambushed the chief of security for the country's northern oil fields. Ghazi Talabani is the third Iraqi official to be killed in less than a week, and his murder coincides with a series of sabotage attacks on Iraq's oil pipelines. These attacks have come in the north and in the major southern oil fields near the city of Basra. All Iraqi oil exports through Basra have now been halted, and American officials say it could be several days before the pumping could resume. NPR's Emily Harris is covering the story from Baghdad. And Emily, how bad is it?
Well, it's quite serious to have all of the exports of oil through the southern part of Iraq stopped. That is where about 80-85% of Iraq's oil exports go through. It's not clear when they will be able to pump again and to export again. An American official that NPR spoke to said that it's anticipated that pumping could return to about half of its normal capacities soon, but that may be a couple of days because although some of the pipeline, he said, was undamaged, there needs to be some oil gotten out of there, pumped out of there, and some repairs to the damaged portion.
This must be a blow for the new Iraqi government, which until recently had oil pumping at something close to the pre-war levels.
Yes, that's right. I mean, oil is something that the Iraqi government is expected to really come to depend on once the industry is up and running. It's expected to provide a great deal of Iraq's annual budget. But clearly, it's a very vulnerable source of revenue as long as the instability continues here. Iraq's new interim prime minister, pointed this out very specifically. Last week, he said there had been more than 130 attacks on the oil infrastructure in the past 7 months, and he said that cost Iraq $200 million in lost revenue. That is only a small fraction of what oil sales have brought in. So far this year, Iraq has earned over $5 billion from oil, according to U.S. officials. And the officials that I've spoken to also say that's more than Iraq earned all of last year from oil exports. So there are improvements in the system, but it's clear that this industry is very vulnerable in Iraq right now.
So how's Iraq's new government or the U.S. authorities responding to this latest round of attacks?
Well, the Iraq's new government, the new prime minister, has called on people to be vigilant, Iraqis to be vigilant. He's called the people carrying out the attacks traitors. More practically, Iraq has just ordered the first two of what is expected to be a fleet of more than a dozen aircraft that are supposed to help provide surveillance to both the oil and other infrastructure here. It is not an easy system to guard. There are miles of pipeline up and down the country and, of course, miles of electricity wires and other crucial infrastructure elements as well.
And, of course, we're nearing the June 30th deadline for the handover of power. A lot of people are wondering in what shape is the infrastructure there, and there have been attacks on the electrical grid as well as the oil system. How serious is the damage overall?
Well, it's hard to measure the seriousness of the damage, especially because it keeps repeating. The infrastructure is definitely a target. A part of the attacks on it appear to be to some degree still looting, stealing electrical wires, but much of it is or appears to be violence just simply targeted at deliberately injuring the infrastructure. And it's not just hardware, I should point out, Steve, either. The official with Iraq's Northern Oil Company who was killed today was killed in a very deliberate manner. Three men walked up to his car and opened fire. And a suicide bomber in Baghdad on Monday killed several foreign contractors who were working on electricity infrastructure here in Baghdad.
You said some of these were repeat attacks. Has there been any success in repairing the damage?
There has been some progress in repairing the damage. It depends partially on what you're measuring. U.S. officials say they're producing more electricity than last year, but they still haven't reached their daily peak load, which is one important measure. And a bit ironically, the security situation has made it so progress is actually kept secret. For example, a major sewage treatment line was up and running for the first time after the war recently, and that was deliberately not announced because it was thought it might become a target. The same thing happened with a major electrical line, and daily electricity production numbers are no longer publicized because officials fear that could show people who are attacking the system their rate of success.
Okay, that's NPR's Emily Harris in Baghdad. Thanks very much.